And commentaries are for entertainment only. The views and opinions expressed therein are those of the individual speakers and callers and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Welcome, Fairbanks. This is the Problem Corner Show, usually hosted by David Prues, and I'm Craig Compo. I'm filling in for Dave today. He's out of town. I'm not sure where he's at. Don't really care because I'm going to make fun of him anyway. We're going to have some fun today, but as usual, he's got these pamphlets spread all over his desk. Every time I come in there, you'd think he'd clean up. You know, he's the mayor. You'd think he'd clean up, but I always like to read the name of these pamphlets that he has on the desktop. Let's see. How to convince people you are a badass. Okay, that's one of them. Let me see. What's this next one? What to do when ED medications just don't work. David, really? Come on, Dave. All right, let's see. The 10 most effective come-on lines for fat, bald, older guys. Yeah, I can see that. Yeah. Here's a couple more here. How to gain instant success by lowering your standards. Okay. Let's see. Hypothetical arguments I've won in the shower. These are all what this is Dave's reading material. Can you believe this? And then the pros and cons of contemplating a sex change. Okay, I can't read anymore. We're going to move right on. Obviously, I'm giving him a hard time. Whenever I do his show, I like to read his whatever's on his mind. Anyway, Craig from Compo's here doing the outdoor show today. We're going to have some fun. We're going to do some. We got some humor. We got, Dave asked me last week, he goes, hey, can you cover for me on next Friday? And I'm thinking, let's see, that's the day before the big winter show at the Carlson Center. Absolutely, Dave, I can cover for you. I'm going to shamelessly plug our business, our booth, the show, all that good stuff. That is tomorrow and Sunday over at the Carlson Center. And it's, this ground's white, so there's a lot of buzz and fever, and it's been busy at our shop. But, we're going to talk a little bit about that. Some of our, we've got what we call garage sale specials. We've got special contests going on out there, and we're going to have some fun. I've got a guest coming in, I think, in the back half of the hour. If he can make it, Tom Carter, he wants to talk. We're going to talk a little about that article, but the de-icing solutions in town. So we're going to talk a little about that. The phone lines will be open. I'll try and bear with me because I'm still kind of getting used to this. This is a little bit different than the radio show I do, which is pre-recorded, so no pressure there. But I can screw this up pretty good if I try. Anyway, a couple of things I want to do. It's really funny as we got started here. I literally got a text that says Joe, one of these political texts that says Joe Biden's rating is at an all-time low. And then he asked me he said, what do you think it should be or whatever? So I didn't respond to it. I don't respond to those. However, how coincidental, because I wrote another song and it's a political song and it kind of says how I think about what I think about the man. So I'm going to play it for you. I might play it. If you like it, I could play it in the back half of the show too. I like this one, Roger McGill. We recorded it last week. So I'm gonna play that for you here. Let me try it and tell me what you think if you like it. This is a good one. I like this one. Here we go. Let's see if we can get it going here. Yeah, here we go. This is a new song with Roger McGill.
There's a clown. His name is Joe. His son likes hookers, cash, and blow. I know they've been crooked for some time. Soon he'll take one on the chin. We'll make this country great again. But right now, I need a scotch and water. Was it Hunter's crack? that's all you say. Our border's a revolving door. We buy our oil from offshore, you know. Inflation's near an all-time high. Will you survive? God only knows. And there's Kamala, the one you chose. Oh no, the cackling, rambling wonder. I wanna know, will you ever feel our pain? Is it sawdust in your brain? Can't wait for election day. Yeah. I wanna know why that cash went to Iran. I wanna know why LeBron competes with Ann. Day. Let's go, Brandon.
Yeah, I kind of like that one. That's the newest from out of McCafferty Studios there, basement of McCafferty's coffee shop called Sawdust in Your Brain. Anyway, that, I just thought that was appropriate. I got that text right before going on the air. It says, what do you think of the president? And most people that listen to the show know what I think. But anyway, that was fun. We might play that again at the end of the show if we have time, if you miss some of it. But that's the newest one. I am going to put 10 of those songs on, or I'm going to put that song on a thumb drive. I'll have 10 of them. So if you come by the outdoor show this weekend and just ask for me, if you're one of the first 10 that asks, I'll just give you one if you like it. If you don't like it, go to the show, but don't ask for it. So anyway, that's what we're doing. Anyway, yeah, we're going to talk a little bit about that out the winter show. We're going to talk with Tom Carter in the back half of the hour. We're going to have a little fun. We're going to talk about a really cool sign up you can do at the show. You can win a any Ski-Doo sled they make with up to as many accessories as you can get, up to $20,000 retail price on the sled, the accessories. That's a lot of accessories, but some of those sleds are pretty spendy. You know, you can get up there and cargo sleds and chainsaw mounts and you name it, snowboard mounts, winches, heated seat covers. They you can't believe the stuff they make for them. So it's getting pretty crazy. But anyway, that's kind of what's going on today. We're just having fun filling in for David Prues. I got probably tell some old Prues stories that he doesn't want me to tell. Just going to have fun today. Lines will be open at 458-8255. That's 458-TALK. Of course, you got to put 907 in front of it or you'll never get through. I don't like that change, but that's the way it is. But anyway, we're going to wind up going to a break here in a minute. We'll come back and we'll talk a little bit about the winter show this weekend. It's going to be on Saturday. It's from 11 to 6 and Sunday noon to 5. So make sure you get out there. It's cheap to get in. It's a good show. A lot of cool stuff. I was out there setting up today and it's really some pretty cool stuff out. So anyway, just get out there and check it out. We will we'll be back after a few messages, and again, the phone lines are open. If you want to call, I'll see if I can actually take a call without dropping it. We'll talk to you after the break.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Aches and pains keeping you down? McKinley Orthopedic and Sports Medicine has the only certified primary care sports medicine physician in Fairbanks. Dr. Malcolm offers a variety of treatments.
So we're on live?
Yeah.
Do
Did you miss your favorite local show on KFAR Radio? Just log on to our website, kfarradio.com, and click the Archives tab to find all past episodes of shows like Problem Corner, Health Talk, Fairbanks Foodies, Alaska Realty Today, Shooter's Corner, and the Compos Outdoor Show. Hours of entertaining, informative, local programs produced exclusively for KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM and 660 AM. Online at kfarradio.com. We are KFAR, the heartbeats of Alaska. KFAR weather.
Mainly cloudy skies expected today with a chance for scattered snow showers. High of 26, winds out of the southwest 8 to 15 miles an hour. Overcast tonight, chance of snow showers, lows dip down to about 14. Chance for snow again tomorrow, high of 24. That's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Derek Height.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
All right, we're back. I think I may have screwed that up a little bit, but that's par for the course. Hopefully you heard those commercials. If not, I'm sure the companies will be calling in and saying, hey, I want my money back, or run my ad again. Anyway, yeah, I'm getting used to this. Anyway, we were talking at the break. We had some fun poking fun at Prue's, played a little comedy, a little parody music, and we're going to talk a little bit about the outdoor show, the winter show. I keep calling it the outdoor show. And then in the back half of the show, I've got Tom Carter coming in. He's the owner of Miller Salvage, and we're going to talk a little bit about this de-icing article that was in the paper and get some different opinions on that. We'd take calls on that too. It might become a hot topic here. There's a couple of different opinions on it, but we are going to discuss that with Tom. In the meantime, I want to remind folks about the big show. Like I said, Prue asked if I could fill in on the show, and I realized it was a day before the winter show, and I said, hell yeah, I'm going to promote our company and the show. And it is always a good show to get out there to the Carlson Center and check it out. It's going on Saturday and Sunday. Tomorrow and the next day over at the Carlson Center show, and it's open again from 11 to 5 on Saturday. I'm sorry, 11 to 6 on Saturday and noon to 5 on Sunday. So try and get by if you're not doing anything. It's kind of that time of year where there's really nothing else going on. It's not quite enough snow to get out and play, and it's, you know, it's just kind of that in between where, you know, the last couple of years we got dumped on, and we're expecting that again. And speaking of that, we've got one of the specials we've got over there is on our side-by-sides, our Can-Am side-by-sides and ATVs with plows. So that's something that's got real popular over the last couple of years. We've been having trouble keeping all the plow kits in stock, and we got a ton of them. We got most of the models of plows here, and we got a bunch more coming here in the next couple of weeks. So, you know, I've mentioned this on the radio before, but if you're tired of paying Homer down the street to plow your driveway, I consider it therapy. I'm the guy that plows the yard at the shop. I love it. I just put my mind in neutral and I plow, and it's just kind of fun. You know, it's just kind of fun to get out there and push snow around. You can do that with a side-by-side or a four-wheeler. It just depends. If you got a big driveway or heavy snowfall, you probably want to get in a side-by-side. Plus, we're going to have one at the show that is just so cool. It's a 6x6 cab model, fully enclosed cab model. It's got a pickup bed size bed, a regular same size as a pickup. It's got a hydraulic tilt. We got a little kid's four wheeler in the back of it right now, but it's really cool. It's called the Defender 6x6. But one of the programs we're having, it's called Play It Forward. And that's where you, if you've got a couple of sleds you're not using very much anymore, or four wheelers, or just a couple of toys in the yard that you just don't get any time on, they're only getting worth less money as time goes by. So you can trade those in on a Can-Am side-by-side. Then you've got, it's as easy to drive as your car. You've got a really comfortable, functional piece of equipment there for either hunting, plowing snow, just taking a family out, they make four-seaters, six-seaters, two-seaters. But, you know, turn those toys you're not using into a toy you can really use and be comfortable with. A lot of people, as they get older, they go, I got a bum hip. I can't throw my leg over the sled anymore. I can't go hit the bumps. Well, here's your solution. If you can get into a car, you can get into a side-by-side. They got the steering wheel. The one we have at the show has got power windows. It's got a heater. the limited that they make them with air conditioning, winches. We've got a custom, I call it a moose rack now. It's a headache rack with it. We built a winch into it. We had Carol's Welding in town build it. For those of you that aren't familiar with him and that company, that is my favorite welder in town. He is really good. We've used him for years. I call him a magician with aluminum. And he's over there off Riverboat Discovery Road. If you've ever need some welding done, I'm telling you, this guy is as good as they get. So you want to use him. Anyway, he built us this really cool headache rack that goes behind the bed of the truck. So it's got a winch on it. You can winch a moose up into the bed of the truck or some construction projects. Pretty cool. We've also got some garage sale specials. We were going to fire our garage sale. We usually do it every other year. We just ran out of time this year with everything else going on and all these spring break sleds coming in, putting together. But I've got a list of them here. We're gonna quietly kick it off at the winter show. I'll give you some examples. This is stuff that we've got at the shop that's been there too long or it's in our way, and we're just gonna. That's what we call a garage sale. We're putting garage sale prices on a lot of this stuff. And we don't have a lot of any of this stuff, but we've got a bunch of different items, and we just completely revamped our parts department and our back parts areas because there's a ton of big items we need space for, whether it be roofs for side-by-sides, windows, bumper kits for snow machines. They take up a lot of space, and we've got a lot of covered space we had to redo. So we are blowing out some stuff. Just like item number one here is called a traveling tower. And it's really pretty cool. We bought them a few years ago, sold them. I didn't even realize we had any left. They were kind of buried. A lot of the stuff we just discovered when we were updating our parts areas out back. Anyway, this is a kit that fits on any conventional four-wheeler. And it's got it's basically like a lookout point for looking for moose. It goes up 10. I think your head is 14 feet off the ground. But it bolts to this thing, and you just turn it like it's a crank for a boat winch. Like a boat trailer winch. You just wind this thing and up it goes. And it's got a platform and a ladder on it called a traveling tower. You can actually Google them and take a look at them. They're about $1,500 for this kit, but it's really cool because you can drive into where your hunting area is and then crank this thing up and be up on a stand. It's a pretty durable deal. But anyway, $495 instead of $1,500. Like, I think we got two of those left. That's just one example of the kind of discounts you can get on these garage sales. We've got really nice welded boat load guides with the UHMW on the sides, all heavy duty galvanized steel. They're $495 is a list price on those for those heavy duty guides. They're $200 a set right now. I mean, this is better than the KFAR auction stuff. Some of this stuff. We got all kinds of stuff, both marine, snow machine. We've got track kits. I'm just flipping through some of these things. I've got about 25 of them. We'll have this list at the winter show. ATV tires. We've got like a starter boat. We've got a boat. It's a 16 footer with a 88 jet on the back, a trailer. I mean, it's not the right time of year, but we were selling that at $8,500. It's going to be $6,900 this time of year. We've got a side by side we took on trade with, a 570 motor, a winch, a plow, heavy-duty bumpers, upgraded tires, light bar, metal doors, pop-out windshield wiper, gun rack. It's only got 1,500 miles on it. We're going to sell it for $11,800. That's about $3,000 off what we were asking for it in September. Just all kinds of stuff. Like I said, both marine and snow machine related. If you're looking for a deal, just come get a copy of this list. We've got everything from T-shirts to rebuilt short blocks for sport jet boats and you name it. We just got tons of that kind of stuff. So anyway, we're going to have all those items. I want to talk a little bit about a really cool thing we're going to have. We're going to have that sign up. I touched on it, but it's going to be given away in December. I forget the date in December, but you can stop by Compos and sign up for it, or you can go to the winter show. And it's basically, we're gonna kick it off at the winter show. So don't go out there today. Don't go to the shop before that to sign up. We're going to start it at the winter show, but we'll have the forms out. You just fill out a form and you can win the Ski-Doo. It's called your dream sled, the Ski-Doo of your choice. And then with as many accessories as you can put on it, up to a total price of $20,000. So if you had $20,000 to blow on a sled with everything you wanted, and you know, they make some really nice winches. They make, we've got a sled, a totally enclosed cargo sled that goes behind it. We're going to have one of those at the show. It's called a Link Q Sleigh. Really cool. You can keep all your gear dry. It's got a heavy duty hitch kit. It's got compartments in it. You can put compartment, you can put the dividers anywhere you want. So we've got stuff like that. We just got a lot of cool stuff out there. It's going to be pretty neat. And so anyway, you sign up, it doesn't cost anything. You can sign up, you can only sign up once, but you can sign up one time. The problem is if you sign up twice and your name is in there twice, you get, you get taken out of the contest. So don't do that. The other things we've got out there, we've got our Can-Am, regular Can-Am ATVs with plow kits on them, and so forth. Anyway, we're going to try and take a phone call here. So let's see what happens here. I'm going to see if I can get through to this. This is Craig with filling in for Dave Pruse. Somebody on the air there?
Yes, my name is Randy.
Hey, Randy, what's going on?
Well, one thing I'd like to someday find at a garage sale is a Ski-Doo Elan. I've always come to one.
The mechanical snowshoe, yeah. They built the Elan from 71 to 86. Yeah, and that's what I grew up on, you know. They're hard to find. Yeah, we do have the store doesn't take stuff over 10 years old, but we got a side business there that does. And I occasionally get an Elan, and we really, they're really hard to find in really good shape now. But I pick them up whenever I can, especially the single cylinders. The twins were not as popular, but the single cylinders they'll run forever, huh? You ever have one?
No, I had a Tundra, an 89 Tundra, but I had to sell it because I was poor and I was raising money. I wish I still had it, but I don't have it anymore. But actually, what I was calling about, if I can slip in a kind of a different topic here, I had a booth at the Winter Expo last year at the Carlson Center. It was just for one day, for a Sunday, and it was to promote my idea for having two PFDs per year. And this PFD, extra PFD that I proposed was modeled after the original classic 1980 PFD that was signed into law by Governor Jay Hammond back on April 15th, 1980. And that particular PFD favored long-term residents. It was ultimately struck down by the Supreme Court, U.S. Supreme Court, when it was challenged because it gave more money to long-term residents than short-term. But I've come up with an idea that I explain on my website, pfdbudget.com, called the Hammond Bond, that is very similar to it, but I think it works around the U.S. Supreme Court objections.
Yeah, I remember that was the Zobel case, right? In the when they argued, I think it was a couple that were attorneys, and they argued that it was favoring the residents, the long-term residents, so they took that that option away.
Yeah. But anyway, if anyone wants to see a picture of what I proposed, the Hammond Bond Certificate, which a person can buy for $5, and every year if you have this certificate, it pays you $50. Per year, plus you can accumulate them year after year. Anyway, I have a picture of it and everything, what I've drawn up and proposed at my website, pfdbudget.com. Thank you.
All right, Randy, thanks for the call. We'll be back after this break.
Coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
a secret ballot vote to remain the Republican nominee for House Speaker. Jordan struck out a third time earlier in a full House vote for Speaker today. Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries called for moderate Republicans to reach across the aisle.
House Democrats continue to make clear that we are willing to find a bipartisan path forward so we can reopen the House.
In Fulton County, Georgia, Kenneth Chesbro, a co-defendant of former President Donald Trump, pleading guilty in connection to state election interference charges.
Do you understand also special conditions of the probation is that you commit complete 100 hours of community service?
Yes.
And that you write an apology letter to the citizens of the state of Georgia?
Which I have, yes.
Yes.
Chesbro's guilty plea also going to get 5 years probation, $5,000 he'll pay in restitution. America is listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
An Arctic cold front brought strong gusts of wind and blowing snow to the interior Thursday. The National Weather Service predicts colder temperatures over the weekend. Jim Brader, a meteorologist with the National Weather Service office in Fairbanks, said that gusts of wind got up to 39 miles per hour at the Fairbanks International Airport Thursday afternoon. Brader attributed the wind to the strong Arctic front that came through Fairbanks. He added that temperatures will also be cold from here on into the weekend. Expect low temperatures in the teens and maybe even single digits by Saturday. And finally, it was business as usual in a Southeast Alaska grocery store Tuesday until an unexpected shopper showed up, giving shoppers quite a shock. According to Alaska State Troopers, the Petersburg Police Department was called to Petersburg's Trading Union IGA when a black bear cub was found wandering the produce aisle. Officers chased the cub through the aisles of fruits and vegetables until they were able to corner him where the shopping carts are stored. Once caught, they then escorted the protesting cub out of
Streaming
the store.
Live online at KFAR660.com.
At Batteries Plus, they want to know, what moves you? Is it an SUV, a motorcycle, a golf cart? Whatever moves you drives them. Stop in or shop online at batteriesplus.com.
Receive rebate savings up to $100 when you buy four new Bridgestone BlizzX snow tires now at GCR. Get a grip on winter. It's not too early to slip on your BlizzX snow tires today. Submit the online form to receive your prepaid Visa card of up to $100. There's a BlizzX snow tire for practically everything you drive. Don't wait. The Bridgestone BlizzX Rewards offer ends December 4th. GCR Tires and Service. The Tire Guys. Taming the Alaskan Road. Van Horn at Cushman.
It's time again for the Alaska Health Fairs, a nonprofit providing health fairs statewide since 1980. These health fairs offer free education, screenings, and the most affordable comprehensive blood tests and caring customer service in Alaska. The next Alaska Health Fair is this Saturday for the North Pole Community Health Fair from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. at 301 North Santa Claus Lane. For more information on the upcoming Alaska Health Fairs, go online to alaskahealthfair.org.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Yeah, okay. Welcome back. This is Craig with filling in for Dave Pruse, who Dave Pruse knows what he's doing when it comes to this board. I'm really good at it if it's not live. Anyway, we're back from Problem Corner, expecting a call, a visit here from a friend of mine, Tom, see if he makes it here. Got a caller ahead on hold. We'll get back to him if they want to call back, him or her. Not trying to pick gender identities or anything, but it looks like Tom just walked into the office late as usual, but it's all good. Tom, grab a set of headphones, and we're gonna have a little conversation that Tom called me about this DOT de-icing issue. Tom runs Miller Salvage, MSI, I should call it, and he's been in business for a lot of years. Welcome to the show, Tom.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. So just a brief history, Tom. You've got the, on the up Lathrop there, you've got the 30th, you've got the MSI auto dealing. So you've been at it for how long?
Over 30 years.
So you got a little bit of experience on cars and car damage and parts. In fact, got a damaged car of mine in your lot the other day. So there was an article recently in the Newsminer about this, DOT looking at different solutions for the de-icing problems that we've had. You know, with the last couple of years, we had the rain on the roads, and it freezes everything, and so oftentimes their normal blading practices don't work. I wanted to get your opinion on what they're talking about with this de-icing solution. The word that you hear is that, yeah, it really doesn't do any damage to vehicles. Is that what you're seeing?
No, I think it damages vehicles and roads.
So, what is the stuff made of? You know, it's a solution. They say you can only put it on when it's warm. You can't really put it on when it's real cold. So you have to put it on, and they put it on the way I understand it. They put it on the heavier, the more populated roads when it's warm to try and bust those roads up so they can grade it. Is that the theory?
It's a solution.
Okay.
And where I really see it, because it's close to where I work, is on Lathrop and the Mitchell.
Yeah. You know?
And sometimes they put it on so hard there's puddles of it.
Yeah.
And they
use the regular water trucks, like the water.
Very similar. Yeah. They have some special trucks they use for that.
Okay.
Who knows how much those cost?
Yeah.
And when they apply that stuff, it's usually pretty heavy. In my experience, in fact, I've driven through it before and it's splashing up on the side of my car. Sometimes they put it down after they've plowed, sometimes not. And what the part that really irritates me, besides the fact that I think that it ruins the parts that we're trying to sell off these vehicles, is when it gets cold, if it drops to 30 below like it can do,
yeah,
you know, with no warning, it turns into a sheet of ice.
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard a lot, you know, and you can see it. It does. The different temperatures affect it differently. But there's been, and again, now with this new GARS intersection, you know, we've got some real challenges going on, especially for new drivers or some of these tourists that come up and they're not used to it. I mean, most of us Alaskans are pretty savvy about driving on ice, but there's a lot of people that aren't. You see it every day.
It's horrible. When the ice really builds up, last year, year before, I've watched. You know, we've seen graders for years in Fairbanks.
Yeah.
The graders in the dump trucks with the belly blades and sand, that's always been the usual thing. It worked fine forever. We have a smaller population now than we did back during, say, the pipeline days. So they can't say it's because there's more people we need to use this stuff. But I've seen them try to remove ice in the springtime. And I should have gotten pictures where you see a grader, you see the back tires in the air. They're with chains on, with those blades trying to break up that ice that was created by this stuff they use.
Well, we're going to have, I mean, obviously we're getting warmer winters. We're getting a lot of snow, but we're getting the rain. Rain not only bad for the roads, it's bad for the predator, for the moose and caribou. I mean, it's just a bad situation. But what is this? When I watched one of the news stories on it, and they said, you know, they don't use it that often, but they have to use it in certain times. But what have you heard from the state regarding the potential damage? Did they say it's not damaging to equipment? And what kind of damage are you seeing?
It's not easy to get in touch with the state.
Oh.
You know, I've seen this stuff mostly in salt form, but in brine too, used in the Midwestern states. Minnesota comes to mind.
Yeah.
And in Alaska, you'll notice we have a lot more broken pavement in the spring and summer because this stuff gets down in the cracks.
Oh, and we got frost heaves and everything else, too.
It gets in there, and it gets hard, and it breaks up the roads. You know, it tears up the bridges. It's tearing up the vehicles. I have beat up on our interior delegation to the point where a lot of times when these guys see me coming, they duck me. Huh. Pruse is the exception. You know, Fairbanks, the city of Fairbanks does not use salt on the roads.
Yeah.
Neither does Fort Wainwright. And one of the methodologies of this stuff is you put it down when it's kind of warm, you know, 20s, 30s, whatever, and then it melts the stuff, the ice, the snow, clears the road down. And then in other states, Minnesota again comes to mind, it warms up during the day or during the week, and the stuff evaporates off and goes away. In Fairbanks, we don't have that.
Right.
And it just creates more and more ice and more problems, and from what I've seen. And then it's they're destroying the snow plowing equipment, trying to get the ice off after they've created it.
So it's just a kind of a chain reaction. Now, they say they're looking at modifying their de-icing chemicals that people are concerned about. Obviously, they're hearing some concern from the general public.
Right.
You know, you've got a couple of different issues. You got the problem with the ice. It's just beating up tearing up CV joints and everything else, right? I mean, that's just,
sure,
that happens. I know it, in a way it's good for your business, but it's also, yeah, and Satterberg and guys like that.
Right.
But it's still a nightmare. You know, it's hard on equipment. It's hard on everything. You know, you got to slow down and do other things. But tell me about Kenai. What was the controversy on the Kenai Peninsula?
Well, you know, I just saw that newspaper article today. This first time I knew that anybody was really organizing, you know, a referendum or a petition or something against having the using the salt.
Yeah.
Then they're saying they haven't really heard from people in Fairbanks about it, but you try and call DOT sometime.
Yeah,
you know, you can get a real person on the phone. In their defense, when you do get people on the phone, they're usually pretty nice people, but the answer to this is just to quit using it. We got snow tires, we got Blizzaks, for instance, we got studded tires. Yeah. Studded tires a little hard on the pavement, but not as hard as that salt, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And, you know, the state needs to back off and let us take care of ourselves a little bit. We can slow down.
Yeah.
We can drive practically.
So this is all state, not borough. The borough doesn't have any say.
This isn't the borough. This isn't the city. This is a state deal.
Yeah.
You know, I've often wondered whose brother-in-law's got the contract for this ice.
You're always suspicious that way. You always have to be, right?
It came out of nowhere, and in the springtime, they do the best they can to get rid of it.
Well,
I mean, they dump it everywhere.
It says here they buy this from Hunter Biden Enterprises.
Yeah.
That's a joke.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're going to take a call and see what somebody has to say here. This is Craig. You're on Problem Corner with Tom Carter. You have a question about the roads?
Yeah, and an observation. You know, this topic has come up more than once before, and you know, there have been DOT engineers and all this, and I think the bottom line is that it's safer when they use this stuff. That's a big bottom line. But also, I noticed over the years, you know, I've been up here over 50 years now, and it used to be in the wintertime, everybody had studs, studded tires. Most everybody, I'd say, you know, 75% at least, probably higher. And when it snowed and there was ice or snow on the road, those studded tires would just, you know, get rid of that in no time. It seems to me nowadays, studded tires are so rare that Blizzaks and the other, they're great. But to me, in later years now, the ice stays on the road a lot longer than it used to because there's no studded tire drivers chewing it up, you know, and getting rid of it. That's my observation.
Okay.
But it agrees.
I appreciate the call. We're going to have to go to a break, but thank you for that.
More Problem
we'll be back in just a minute
to
finish up on
KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
How would you like to help children who really need your help right here in the state of Alaska? The Alaska Shriners and KFAR Radio present the Shriner Classic. The best high school football players from across the state meet next Saturday for a chance to take their talents to the next level. Don't miss out on all the fun and tradition for a game that's played for a great cause. Shriners across the state are currently taking care of over 300 children who are challenged with burns, spinal cord injuries, and orthopedic conditions. Your donation will help these kids travel from their communities to local hospitals for treatment and send kids to the Shriners Children's Hospital in Spokane or Portland, regardless of their parents' ability to pay. This fantastic exhibition game, starting 1 p.m. next Saturday at the Dome in Anchorage, is free, but all donations are accepted to benefit Alaska's Shriners kids. The Shriner Classic Game, benefiting Shriners Hospital for Children and the Alaska Shriners Kids Travel Fund. It's more than just a game. Next Saturday, 1 p.m. at the Dome in Anchorage.
Weather brought to you by Bigfoot Pumping and Thawing, offering 24-hour service from Salcha to Nanana and no mileage charge on callouts. The Bigfoot with the helping hand. Bigfoot Pumping and Thawing.
KFAR weather.
Overcast skies today with a chance of scattered snow showers. High temperatures reach up to 26. Southwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for snow showers tonight. Lows level off around 15. Cloudy skies expected. Chance of snow again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 24. Mainly cloudy skies expected. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
All right. Welcome back, Fairbanks. We're having a fun discussion here about the roads, you know. I tell you what, Tom, I was talking with, and you know, Captain Spitzer with the troopers. Glenner was interviewing him a week or so ago on the roads, and some caller had called in and said, on the new Gars intersection, you know, over by Fort Wainwright, you know, on a normal power outage, when you have a four-way, you know, everybody goes to the four-way stop, and people for the most part are pretty good about that. What are you going to do there? And his answer was, avoid the area during a power outage. But again, you put that on top of slick roads, you know, that become slick from this material. So, I mean, there's some issues there. And there is, I hear it on the showroom, there's people concerned about that stuff, you know, and I don't know. You know, what kind of, you know, we haven't had any studies that say what kind of damage, but as a business owner in the automotive parts business, you see, you know, you've said you've seen some of the damage, not just to the roads, but to the vehicles. And
absolutely, yeah. To the vehicles. And I want to go back to what the other gentleman said. I believe that what he was talking about is a lot of times when you go down the road, in the old days, you'd see a track in the road that was bare pavement. The studs do help lift the ice off. Also, the heat of the tires. I'm going to postulate that when the salt is put on the roads and it melts the ice or the snow and turns it into a liquid, and then the temperature drops below zero, 30 below, 20 below, whatever, it refreezes that liquid in place and makes the roads worse. I think the salt in the interior is creating more of a problem than it's helping.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't warm up like it does in Minnesota or whatever, and evaporate off.
Right. Yeah, that's right. We don't get those warming trends. I mean, you get them once in a while, but you don't get a consistent, like in Minnesota in those areas, yeah, you'll get up to 40 degrees for a while, then it'll go back down to 10 degrees or 10 below, but then back up and warm up again, right?
Yeah, so, that Geist College intersection there with the Johansson, I've seen that thing just thick with ice after they laid down that brine solution.
Yeah.
It's amazing that there hasn't been any lawsuits over accidents, I think, are caused by the solution itself.
Well, you just got Satterberg's attention, so.
Oh, boy, yeah. Good thing he's out of town.
Yeah. You know, and of course, the modern-day vehicles are way more equipped to handle salt from damage. Remember, you used to see just rusted-out fender wells and everything else, and obviously they're building them better, and it's harder to do that, but it's still, over time, I don't care what salt product it is, there's salt is going to damage the stuff, right? I mean, automobiles.
And there used to be like undercoating, or you might recall Z-Bart back in the days.
Yeah.
That never truly worked. And as far as I know, unless Auto Trim, somebody offers it, you know, there's really, the my opinion, we just need to get rid of it.
Yeah, in the article that I was reading, they were talking about DOT. It says DOT Northern Region uses salt brine solution that includes water mixed with 10 to 15% sodium chloride and an organic compound that reduces the corrosive impact on roads. doesn't mean anything about the slipperiness of the roads.
It's no, when it says reduces, I mean, what does that mean? Right?
Yeah. And then it says the organic additive lowers the effective temperature in which the it could be applied during colder months of the winter season. And I know that they also mentioned cost in the article. They said that the solution was adopted in 2009 after switching from magnesium chloride due to increased cost. Well, obviously, any of those chemical costs have gone up even more here in the last couple of 3 years. So cost is an issue. But at some point, you have to weigh the cost of the material with the cost of the damage, either to the roads, to the vehicles, and whatever else. So I think it would be a really good idea to have maybe have Dave have, and maybe he has, but I haven't heard it recently, have Dave Prues get somebody from DOT on the air and let some people call in and ask questions, and let's get some answers to this, because there are some real concerns about this. And I've noticed it. I mean, yeah, nobody likes, I remember driving out by Eielson, and I mean, you're just chattering your teeth all the way out there, you know, where the road was torn up. But then when you get to, when the temperature changes, and I've got BlizzX, I always put, I run them usually no more than 2 years. I've got a BlizzX, I love them. They just, you know, they bite the road really good. But I mean, I've slid through stuff and thinking, what is going on? This isn't, what's going on with my BlizzX? And it's any tire, I think. I mean, it's just when it hits that certain temperature,
right,
you're just on an ice skating rink.
Well, studs are the absolute best.
Yeah.
That's what my wife runs on. I put on her car because you can't beat steel.
Yeah.
But, you know, I got to point out again, Fort Wainwright doesn't use it. City doesn't use it. This is just a state thing. And the city is adamant they are not going to be using it. So, you know, it would be interesting to get Jacobson from Public Works on here, get a DOT guy on here.
That's what it is, yeah.
And talk about some of this stuff, because the money they spent on this equipment, it's big money, and on the material itself, could buy more dump trucks and more graders.
Well, that's true.
And sand. And you know, Fort Wainwright, have you ever been on Fort Wainwright?
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
They put sand down like we used to do. Yeah. I mean, it's down there.
Why don't we use sand anymore?
Yeah, like I said, who got paid off? I'm just kidding. I don't know if that.
No, I know, but it makes you wonder. So I think the solution would be to get somebody on the show that can answer these questions. Somebody from DOT. I imagine they've got a PR person, but somebody that I'd like to get somebody that actually knows a lot about the material. And where else are they using it? And are they having problems? I mean, any other cold weather climates, do they use it in Europe? You know, where do they use this stuff?
Well, in that article today in the Newsminer, you know, they're talking about the director of DOT that think that's the guy we need to talk to. I mean, let's go to the top.
Yeah, well, that's Ryan Anderson. Actually, good guy. I've met him before. We had a conference in Juneau with him. He's pretty wrapped up in things like the ore hauling projects and all that right now, and some other things. But
connected.
Anyway, before you got here, Tom, we had a... We played a little fun music, you know, political parodies, and we're going to try and play that again. I told people if they just caught part of it, they can listen. It's the new song by Roger McGill. It has nothing to do with roads, but it does have to do with our president, and I don't know if you're a fan like I am. You don't have to talk politics on the air, but it is, we always have fun with this, and I told the listeners that if they missed part of it, we'll hear it one more time. If you don't enjoy it, or if you feel offended by it, please turn your radio down. but we're going to play a song that, I don't know if you've heard it, Tom, but it's the new one that Roger McGill, and I just cut into the studio. He's the singer, but it's called Sawdust.
Yeah, I like Roger.
Sawdust in the Brain. Here we go.
There's a clown, his name is Joe. His son likes hookers, cash, and blow. I know they've been crooked for some time. Soon he'll take one on the chin. We'll make this country great again. But right now, I need a scotch and water. You profit from Ukraine. Come on, man. That's all you say. Our border's a revolving door. buy our oil from offshore, you know. Inflation's near an all-time high. Will you survive? God only knows. Then there's Kamala, the one you chose. Oh no, the cackling, rambling wonder. I wanna know, will you ever feel our pain? I wanna know, is it sawdust in your brain? Can't wait for election day. Yeah.
Vote. Everybody vote.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, I was just thinking, I was telling the listeners that when I first, right before I got on the air, I got a text, one of these political texts that says, Joe Biden's ratings are at an all-time low. What are your thoughts? And I thought, well, I'm just going to play my thoughts. So anyway, that's Roger McGill, does a great job. He usually goes in there and knocks it out one deal. But anyway, it's been interesting. And I want to remind the public about the winner show this weekend. I told you earlier I will have 10 copies on little thumb drives to the first 10 people that want a copy of that song. I love it, and it's just a lot of fun doing that stuff. You know, that's my therapy. Tom knows. I've been writing these songs for years. I wish I could sing. I wish I had a voice.
Started out with Earl.
Yeah, Earl Hughes. Yeah, that's right. What was it? I Fished Everywhere. Yeah, that was the first one I did. Yeah, a lot of political stuff. Well, I appreciate you coming in, Tom. We're going to, are you going to be in town this weekend?
Yep.
Yeah, we'll try and make it over to the winter show. There's some cool stuff over there.
Look forward to it.
Yeah, we got a new headache rack on the back. We had Carol's built for our Defender. It's the big winch up there, pulling your moose up there. It's pretty cool. And I went online to look for them, and you can't find them anywhere. And so, Carol's a magician with aluminum.
Yes, he is.
Fantastic. So I thought that would be pretty good. So we're going to show off all our wares. We've got snow machines. We've got four-wheelers. We've got plow kits. We've got accessories. We've got cargo sleds. Everything you need for winter, you're going to find over at our booth at the outdoor show, so don't miss that. Lots of other stuff coming up. We got Ski-Doo specials and everything. There's not a whole lot of available sleds left, but a couple dozen, so get out there and check them out. And look at everything. There's a lot of cool stuff out there. There's a lot of good stuff. You learn something every time you go to those shows, whether it's agency stuff, hunting charters, fishing charters, all kinds of good stuff out there. So you want to get out there to the winter show. Dave will be back, I think, next week. I'm not really sure what his schedule is or where he went, but he'll be back to host the show. We will have, I don't know what his topics are. He's getting into a lot of stuff, but I do think having somebody from DOT on and explaining all this stuff, because just a lot of unanswered questions. And I think I'll suggest that to Dave, and I recommend people tune in. And if you can, if you're interested in it, or if you're unhappy with the roads, or you've got a suggestion, give a call. Watch for that. Dave's usually pretty good about having somebody on there that kind of knows what's going on. So anyway, that's going to be the show for the day. I appreciate everybody tuning in. This is Friday. Have a good weekend. We'll see you out at the winter show, and enjoy the rest of the day.